Blog Talk Radio.
Well,
singer, songwriter, publisher, maker of videos, album cover designer, musician, and writer of books, intellectual. Here is Dr. Dove Knight. Well, I had so many disappointments the last 34 years with rock, under rock bands. At the time when I came out here in 19, that was my goal, to be a lead singer of a group, to be involved in groups. I got tired of them breaking up, and I got tired of, you know, somebody's mental health issues or drug problems or something like that, and they were not interested in, they didn't have the tenacity or the perseverance to try to make it to the next level as a professional. So I've actually done a lot more as a solo artist than the bands that I tried, because when we went and tried to get together and did shows, public access or, you know, whatever, it didn't work out. There was a band in, 20 years ago that was jamming. It was just jamming. And they broke up, so I got tired. It was like 15 years of struggle, and I didn't have the stamina to continue, but I still wanted to be a professional singer. So this is what I decided, not to join any more bands, because especially with all the other stuff, the homelessness, all the struggling, it was too much for me. It wasn't that long ago where I tried to get, I was with a drummer, and we did find a guitarist and a bassist. So when I say not that, about 2 or 3, 4 or 5 years ago, so you could say that was like over almost 30 years of trying to find the right band and to know I couldn't find the right band. So I am no longer forever going to be interested in any unknown or amateur rock bands or to jam for fun either. The only band that I'm interested in joining is professional. You have to have a manager who wants to go to a professional level, because I'm a professional level singer-songwriter. My music is released to the public, and I get, you get a royalty from it. I don't make much money from my music because it's really hard to. I do, but still, I'm not interested in no unknown or amateur bands. I'm not interested in jamming for fun. It has to be professional level. And that's final. I bring this up because somebody outside, honestly, talking about rock bands, and, commercially also, that's another reason. I don't know if it's connects commercially to rock labels at this stage. Pop bands, maybe. I don't know. Rock bands, rock and roll is still, I'm a mixture of pop, rock, a mixture of many different genres. So I would consider myself a pop singer. No. If a band from like Capitol Records or was signed to Capitol Records looking for a singer or looking for a songwriter, or looking for a keyboardist or somebody like that, then I'd be interested. I'm not interested no more because I can't struggle no more. The physical health situation is also a situation. I don't want to sit up there and sing and write or play and then somebody drop out, the band is over. I can't deal with that. That's instability. So it's professional level. I don't know why, it's really, people, I have to get in touch with what I need and what I don't need. You have to be a band that go to Whiskey a Go-Go and want to go on stage at Whiskey a Go-Go, or go to a little club, or to a little club in West Hollywood and sing and play. That's what I would do. That's professional. Also, ID theft. That's the thing about the music business, in Hollywood. So that's why it's so hard to make in Hollywood. One reason is that if you're talented, and I am talented, you get harassed or people try to play con games with me or somebody who's talented who's struggling because they don't want to see me succeed. They already were, like this one guy, were making up stories, that was excuses. Everything is fraudulent or to try to prevent me from getting in the industry, saying that I am too fat, I don't work or do work or whatever, all kinds of excuses, put downs. Everything is a put down except my songwriting. And the reason why he don't put down my songwriting is because he want to steal it or use it for a sampling. And that's nothing but evil. So ID theft, you know, I dealt with that in the form of people, pretending to be me and stuff like that. And I even had that company, Music Reports, you know, they got to stop sending me emails because I'm not supposed to be with them. And it could be a suit. So all I can say with songwriters, professionally protect your music and don't, sign your stuff away unless it's, don't sign. But it's up to each individual. My songs are copyrighted. I did not sample my music, and I own everything. So I don't want to know, Music Reports is fraud. And I don't want nobody, when I had those sunglasses on, it didn't show somebody was impersonating me. I don't want to deal with that either. So you can see my real picture on Twitter. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.